Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting second. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hank Severod. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Herman Bronchi. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Kolb. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ray Kolb. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Ralph Young. Batting second. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting third. The left fielder, Tilly Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frank Brugge. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Frank Welch. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Beauty McGowan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Hasty. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bob Hasty. And now, play ball. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a fly ball into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a pop-up towards short. Galloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sisler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first, with Kolb covering, for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kolb fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jacobson. The throw from Brugge and he is safe. Jacobson steals second. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide takes first base on ball 4. Herman Bronchi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bronchi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes juggles the ball. That's an error on Dykes. Jacobson moves to third. Severide moves to second. Ray Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bruggy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bruggy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruggy hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 1 in the game. Tobin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Welch. Tobin reaches second base with a double. Gerber moves to third. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisler hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gerber tags and scores. Tobin tags and moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive to left field. Walker throws towards Galloway. Galloway fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Galloway. Tobin scores. Williams moves to second. It's 2-0, Browns. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Bruggy and he is out, Dykes applying the tag. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tobin. McGowan reaches second base with a double. Bob Hasty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hasty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McGowan moves to third. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. McGowan scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Browns. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bronchi fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jacobson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Bruggy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herman Bronchi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bronchi is 0 for 1 in the game. Bronchi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hasty throws towards second. Young fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Young. Bronchi moves to second. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 0 for 1 in the game. Culp hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of McGowan. Culp reaches second base with a double. Bronchi scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Browns. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Severide settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 1 in the game. Galloway hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Brugge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brugge is 0 for 1 in the game. Brugge hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tobin hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sisler bunts towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jacobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. McManus moves to third. It's 4-1, Browns. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0 for 1 in the game. Welch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bing Miller pinch hits for Bob Hasty. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McGowan moves to third. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. he's got one RBI. Dykes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Slim Harris now pitching. Herman Bronchi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bronchi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bronchi hits a line drive towards short. Galloway reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Culp hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tobin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gerber moves to second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gerber. The throw from Bruggy and he is out, Dykes applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-2 in the game. Galloway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jacobson throws the ball into McManus, who tags Galloway trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGowan, who is chasing the ball. Williams reaches third base with a triple. Sisler goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Browns. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jacobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rubiar is on now pitching. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Severide hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Welch. Severide reaches second base with a double. Jacobson goes all the way around to score. It's 8-1, Browns. Herman Bronchi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bronchi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bronchi takes first base on ball 4. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Culp bunts towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Severide moves to third. Bronchi moves to second. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Gerber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Severide scores. Bronchi moves to third. It's 9-1, Browns. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Tobin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bronchi scores. Gerber moves to second. It's 10-1, Browns. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sisler. The throw from Bruggy and he is out, Galloway applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Bruggy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruggy is 0-for-2 in the game. Bruggy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Bruggy reaches second base with a double. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Welch hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McGowan hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cy Perkins pinch hits for Rubiar is on. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bronchi fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Doc Johnston now playing first base. Curly Ogden now pitching. Heine Scheer now playing second base. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Heine Scheer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheer strikes out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dykes strikes out. Two outs. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Callaway now playing shortstop. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Severide hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Herman Bronchi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bronchi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bronchi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Kolp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kolp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bronchi moves to second. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Frank Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Frank Brugge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brugge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Brugge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 10, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.